Welcome to the NRV Business Spotlight on the WRAD Talk Network, giving you a closer look at the businesses and employers all across the New River Valley. The program is a service of New River Radio and Digital. Here's your host, New River Radio General Manager, Paul Johnson.
Good morning and welcome. Thank you so much for having the radio on. We do appreciate that. We're going to learn a little bit about what's becoming a pretty exciting place, and that's downtown Pulaski. There are things happening there. We're going to talk about some of them, and specifically one of them, with Sam Broussard, who's in the studio this morning. Good morning, Sam.
No, good morning.
We're going to talk about Broussard's General Store, but first of all, learn a little bit about you. What's your background? Where are you from? And you know, your resume, maybe not in its entirety, but enough to get to know you.
Yeah, yes. Well, I am actually a Yankee because I was born in Michigan and was in Ohio and spent a lot of my time up in the north there.
Right.
Came to Pulaski about 20 years ago. I was running the YMCA and went from Pulaski out to Montana for like 14 years. Ran a YMCA out there. Got out of the YMCA and started my own business. I had a dog daycare, dog boarding business.
Okay.
We're a big animal advocate.
Yeah.
And so I started that business and then just kind of had the itch to move back to Pulaski. Pulaski feels like home to me.
Right.
And so we moved back 9 years ago. And went and worked for like FedEx, did a couple of odd jobs, and then I decided to go to work at a youth center. And I was at the Pulaski Community Youth Center for a couple years, and then decided that I wanted to venture out on my own and run my own business again.
Bold leap?
Yes, bold leap.
Yeah.
So I quit my job at the youth center and started a lemonade business called Squeeze 'em and Shake 'em.
Right.
And that was just back in 2022 is when we started that.
Okay.
Just been fantastic. It was so, we had so much support from folks.
And that wasn't a brick and mortar. That was you're going to festivals and things like that?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. So we started doing Radford Farmers Markets, we did Pulaski Farmers Markets, Christiansburg Farmers Markets, and then festivals, yes. And just very blessed with the amount of people that support us and love our lemonade and say it's the best lemonade they've ever had.
Right.
So that always makes us happy. And so then I was approached by the economic development person from Pulaski at the time and Lydia Gilmer from the county about would I consider going into a bricks and mortar?
Okay.
And I had thought about it. I'd had ideas and visions of doing a bricks and mortar. And we kind of came on the concept of a general store.
Right.
And that, I thought, was a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so basically just kind of, I went home and started thinking about things and where it could go and what can be and of course financially how does that all work?
Yeah,
not gonna lie, that's one of the top
yeah
ones.
They want money for rent and inventory and things like that.
Yes So it kind of all happened on a fast track. I met with them in October of last year of 2023.
Yeah.
Signed the lease in November of 2023 and opened up the store on February 26th of 24.
That is fast.
It is. And it was an amazing experience that I had working with the town of Pulaski, the building and zoning guy, Tim Hale, and the health department, and everybody was just fabulous to work with.
Well, because again, there are so many, you know, I's that need to be dotted and T's crossed that we don't think about when we walk into a business. How did this business start?
Yeah.
You had to take care of all of that in what, 3-4 months?
Yes, yeah. Yep. And it was really great. I mean, we couldn't have done it with all, you know, without it's a teamwork thing. I mean,
Right. Everybody
was pitching in and helping, and we had people come in and help paint and, you know, get the space ready, and that was And it was friends and family that came in, and we got it going.
Broussard's General Store, downtown Pulaski. We're talking with Sam Broussard right now. So the lemonade is there at the General Store. Do you still go out with the lemonade, too?
Oh, yes. Yep. So we have our lemonade there. And we also started a freeze-dried candy business back in the fall of 23.
Okay.
And so we have our freeze-dried candy there. We have our lemonade.
Now, what does that mean, freeze-dried? I mean, I'm picturing something in my head. Am I picturing the right thing?
I'm sure you are, yes. It is, we have a machine that is a freeze dryer. And so what we do is we put candy in there.
Okay.
Taffy, Skittles, peach rings. I mean, anything you can think of, you can freeze dry.
Sure.
And what happens in the machine is that it's just kind of sucks all the moisture out.
Right.
And then it makes it like for saltwater taffy, it makes it like a meringue type of stuff. So it kind of melts in your mouth.
Right.
For Skittles, it pulls the moisture out again, and it blows them up. But then those are crunchy. So and the taste is very, it gets intensified with the process.
Wow. So how did you think of that? Or is that something you had seen somewhere else?
Oh, yeah. I'd seen it before. I always loved freeze-dried candy. So,
right.
Yeah, we thought it would be a good complement to our lemonade business. And we thought, well, let's take a shot.
Right.
And see how it goes. And we were selling out. When we first started, we started out with, taking just a few bags to the farmer's market. And then we got the hang of it and more. And the more we made, the more we sell. So it was fabulous. That's one of our big sellers at the
right.
store.
So from a candy standpoint, am I picturing what I would picture in a General Store? Big jars of candy, that sort of
thing?
Yeah,
it comes in a Mylar bag.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got three big shelves of just that at the store. And then at the store, we also do our fresh squeezed lemonade. We also have Homestead ice cream, Homestead Creamery ice cream
okay.
that people just have loved. We make our own waffle cones by scratch.
Does it smell like waffle cones?
It sure does.
Yeah.
Yep. That's one thing that people comment the most about. Oh, it smells so good
right.
coming in. We do lunch sandwiches that we use a panini press to make those.
Oh, nice.
We do breakfast sandwiches. We do breakfast all day, so you don't just have to come in the morning. We do smoothies. We have coffee. We have drip coffee.
Right.
We get our coffee through Community Coffee down in Louisiana. And then we, like I said, we do smoothies. We have amazing vendors there. We use all local artisans
right.
there at our store.
Well, I was going to say, how do you know? I mean, you're starting with an empty store. You know mm-hmm. you're going to put lemonade in there.
Yep.
How do you decide? How did you decide what else was going to go in the store?
Yeah, well, what we did is all our farmers market buddies.
Yeah.
We just kind of made a relationship with them. And we already had one with the farmers market, but I contacted them and they were, this is great. No, we would love to sell our stuff there.
Right.
So everything is completely local that's in the store.
Yeah.
Local artisans.
Terrific. Sam Broussard from Broussard's General Store in downtown Pulaski is here. You mentioned breakfast and lunch. Not a huge menu, but certainly looks good. Tell me a little bit about the menu.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We do a thing called the freestyle for lunch. So you basically pick your bread out, your meat out, your cheese, what condiments you like, lettuce, tomato, and then we prepare it for you. We put it in the panini press so it's a hot sandwich, comes out hot. And then you get chips and a drink with that. You can always upgrade to a lemonade for a little bit of extra charge. And then you could do a smoothie or you could do milkshakes. Milkshakes are very popular
right.
with the Homestead Creamery ice cream.
Sure. So how did you decide on Homestead Creamery? Were those, did you know of them? Did you?
I had heard about them,
mm-hmm.
but also a lot of people, when we were talking about doing ice cream, that was one that popped up the most. And it's all natural. So
right.
it's similar to our lemonade because our lemonade is all natural as well. So we just kind of like that approach. I mean, even we're very much into environment as well. All
right.
our packaging that we do is environmental safe. And the bags that we use, the containers, to-go containers, are all recyclable material.
Now, as far as the ice cream, hard ice cream, I
yes.
assume?
Mm-hmm.
How many different flavors at any given moment?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. We have vanilla and chocolate and double dark chocolate, cookie dough, butter pecan, key lime pie, lemon crunch, cookie dough, cookies and cream, and I think that's all of them. Oh, the mint chocolate chip
is
one that we were going to discontinue because it wasn't selling that great, but all of a sudden, the mint chocolate chip people were showing up and saying,
right,
you can't get rid of our mint chocolate chip. So I was like, okay, well, we don't have a room for a big tub, but I got quarts of mint chocolate chip, so we still got those happy folks.
Right. Do you go on to sundaes and things like that? Are you able to do those?
Yes. Yep. Milkshakes are really popular, especially in the afternoons. But yeah, we could do, like I said, we do our own, we make our own waffle cones, and we have, we can do milkshakes and, yep, sundaes or anything like that.
Right. Now, we'll bounce back on this a little bit later as well, but let's talk about the hours of Broussard's General Store. 6 days a week?
Yes, 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
And then Saturday is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we're closed on Sundays.
Right. Got to have a day of rest.
Yep. Yes. And as you mentioned before, we are still doing our lemonade events. So you'll see us still at the farmers markets. You'll still see us at festivals. Yep. We're not stopping doing that. We love being out at the festivals.
Well, I mean, having now a brick and mortar that's open 6 days a week, still going, it's got to be more than just you and Becky, correct?
Oh, yes. We're really lucky. We have Morgan, who is our full-time person there, and she's fabulous. I mean, her customer service and everything is just top-notch. And then we've just recently hired 3 part-time people to help out. So, yeah, so we're also, you know, giving jobs, creating jobs for people.
Absolutely. Well, the other thing that leapt out at me when I went on your website is I'm not sure how to describe it, and I'm sure you can do a better job, is, you know, telling people, look, if you're going hiking, if you're going camping, if you're going kayaking, come see us. Tell me why.
Yes. Yeah, you can definitely. We can hook you up with sandwiches. We don't have to heat the sandwiches. We can just give you a cold sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to pick up some lemonade, if you need, like, we have hiking supplies there. We have water bottles. We have all different types of hiking materials. We are looking at getting into the freeze drying of fruit and food for hiking.
For like a gorp type of thing, trail mix.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And so, yeah, we want to, be there for, you know, coming and picking up something before you head on out, and you can just throw it in your cooler. That's what we, you know, have stuff to do as well.
I know you've only been open for a couple of months now. Better than you expected. I mean, you know, what are your observations after a couple of months?
Oh, yeah, it's been tremendous. I mean, it's far exceeded the, you know, we have a daily goal, and we have not met it yet.
Wow.
And the support of the community has just been fabulous. I mean, the people that spread the word about it and say, you know, one of the favorite things is that I like to see is that people say Pulaski deserves someplace this nice.
Nice.
And so that makes us feel really good.
Right.
You know, and being part of the Downtown Pulaski group is great. I mean, we have Draper's Bakery down there. We have Mochi's down there. We just, Gem City Market just opened up, Mana Tattoo Parlor. And now there's talk of a skateboard shop opening up downtown. And
What's the store with the loud parrot? Isn't there a store down there with a loud parrot?
There is the is it Fins and Tails?
That sounds
Fins
right.
Fins and Tails is the, yeah. Is
yeah, because the last time we were there, we parked and we got squawked at by a parrot. And I thought, well, that's cool. That doesn't happen to you every day.
Yeah.
But I had mentioned right when we first started talking, Sam, that, you know, there's a lot going on happening in downtown Pulaski.
Oh, yes. Like I said, the Wings, Fins, and Tails is pet store. But yeah, Mokey's and Draper's Bakery and us and Mana has really just opened up within the last few months. So we're pretty excited because none of us have been there during summertime.
Right.
Downtown Main Street. So.
Yeah.
And what's great is that, you know, we don't have indoor seating at the store, but we're going to have some outdoor seating when the sidewalks, they're going to be redoing all the sidewalks in downtown Main Street here,
right,
probably this summer. But there's also a great little pocket park a block down that's got picnic tables. They just did finish their mural, which is just beautiful. But you definitely can go down there and eat your ice cream or take your sandwich down there too.
Right.
To enjoy it.
Yeah. And as we get into the outdoor season here, you know, sounds like a perfect place to stop by to get those supplies.
Yes, yes, yeah. We want to offer things for everyone. And then also, you know, we're open for anybody to come in. And so one of our things that we do is called a ripple effect.
Okay.
And what that is a person, we started it because sometimes there's people that they're not, there's homeless folks, of course,
mm-hmm,
but there's also some, you know, people that are just kind of down on their luck a little bit.
They're sure
in a rough patch. But that doesn't mean that they can't experience coming into the store.
Okay.
So what people do is if people come in and they buy a sandwich, they'll buy like a second sandwich and we put a tag on a bulletin board. And so a homeless person can come in and grab that tag and get something to eat.
Wow.
Or they can get a coffee or they can get a lemonade. But people donate that. And if we've worked with the City of Refuge and to actually take the tickets out to people in that are homeless.
Well, I was going to say, you got to get the word out to them,
right,
somehow.
Right. And that was a kind of a hurdle that we had at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And working with taking it out to the streets, you know, now that they have it, now they kind of know where to come and realize there's no judgment.
Right.
You know, you come in, you get your drink or your ticket, and then off you go. And it's been just tremendous. I mean, just
customer response pretty good.
Oh gosh, yeah. The board was full. We couldn't fit another tag.
Wow,
on there, you know, so.
That's terrific.
Yeah. Yep. So that's something that we're really proud of.
Well, again, we'll circle back a little bit to, you know, the intangibles of Broussard's General Store, because there are a lot of them. But I want to still talk about the store itself. Pet section. I know you had mentioned a few minutes ago that, you know, you guys are not just pet friendly, but pet lovers.
Yes.
Talk to me about that part of the store.
Yes. Yeah. We have dog toys. We have dog collars. We have leashes. And we're also known for you get free pup cups for your dog. We have a bucket of water outside on the front, on the sidewalk out there for people that are walking their dogs so they can get, you know, something to drink.
Right.
But yeah, we just love animals. We're very supportive and animal advocates.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. Now, talk about what else is in the store. You mentioned, you know, our local artisans, local art, that sort of thing. The rest of we've talked a lot about food,
yep,
but the rest of the store now, Sam.
Yes. Yes. So, like, we have the local artisans. One of them is Naomi, and she has body soaps and things like that. We have people that do earrings, homemade earrings. We have people that do woodwork. We have people that do, they're like slate coasters. Keila does those. Judy does stickers and wooden boxes and bookmarks. And we have a farm that does salsas and pickles and like that. We have a great lady Fawn who does fudge, and that's been very popular.
Yeah.
The fudge has. We also have people that sell t-shirts and mugs. And then we also, we have Pack Rescue that has a big shelf that has jewelry on it, that has candles on there, the pet candles, pet bandanas, and all the money that they raise from sales at the store goes to their rescue.
Right.
We have Trillium Candles there that has their candles there that are they just smell amazing. There's some people that make pot holders, some people that make jewelry. So a little bit of everything.
It sounds like walking into an art fair, craft fair, or
right,
something like that.
Yes. Yeah. If you, you know, you don't need to go, you know, you can come on down to our store if you need a unique gift for someone.
Right.
We have, I think, a really good variety of things that you could get for people.
Come up on something like Mother's Day, always stuck for, well, you know, I guess flowers again this year. Sounds like I might find some great ideas at Broussard's.
Yes. Yes. That's what we wanted to give a variety of people and, you know, a nice place to come to shop.
Right. Yeah. Well, you mentioned the ripple effect, which I think is a wonderful thing. There are a lot of things that are important to you, you know, both personally and in business, that is kind of the philosophy behind this store.
Yes.
If you want to expound on that a little bit, Sam?
Yes. Yes. We are, I mean, we're not only, we're animal advocates, of course, but we're also just a small business advocate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody starts out, you know, small. And you need to, you know, we try to find that niche of our business. But, you know, people say that, you know, there's nothing, you know, nothing in downtown Pulaski. And, you know, that's not true anymore. There's like I said, there's us there. There's Draper's Bakery. There's Mochi's. There's Mana Studios. There's Gem City Market and Tails, Fins and those guys. So there's things for people to do. It's really pretty cool because on Saturdays you see more and more people walking around downtown Pulaski.
Yeah. Well, and again, for somebody who doesn't live in Pulaski or downtown Pulaski, it's becoming a destination.
That's what we want. Yeah.
Yeah, so somebody going up to, is it Gatewood Park? Or somebody going to a game, you know, mm-hmm. a baseball game. It's now a place where they can spend the morning or the afternoon as well.
Yes.
And Broussard's General Store is a big part of that. Yep. So if I flashed back a year ago, you had no idea this was coming.
Oh, gosh, no. If you would have asked me a year ago if I'm going to be having a general store, I would have said, huh?
Right.
Where does that come from?
Yeah. But,
yes, it's you know it's a dream come true. I mean, it's like I said, and it took a village to do it. And I think that's you know I'm not ever going to take complete credit for it because we did have a lot of support to help me along.
And I would imagine a lot of hard work, a lot of sweat and toil.
Yeah.
You didn't walk into a store that was all ready to go.
No, we didn't.
Some of the hard parts of that.
Yeah, and it really wasn't even that too bad. The space was in really good shape.
Mm-hmm.
We basically just had to paint, and we had to do some plumbing and electrical, of course, for the health department. But like I said, it was we were just very blessed on having a great space to work with.
From a business standpoint, starting a business standpoint, what did you learn or have to learn along the way that you didn't know?
Yeah, I mean, you really have to learn your price points, you know, what to charge for things, you know, what is your vision, what type of vibe do you want, you know, people to feel when they come into the store?
Yeah.
Learning kind of how to cater, kind of fill that niche, because everybody has a little bit of everything, but having something, the store needed to be kind of diversified and that there's not just sandwiches and lunch. There's another reason to come for the retail. There's, you know, ice cream. You can come for multiple reasons.
Right.
And by diversifying it, then, you know, you're financially feasible.
Right. So. Right. Sam Broussard from Broussard's General Store, downtown Pulaski. What are your dreams for the future for this store?
Oh, gosh. We just want to we would like to work with the New River Trail folks.
Okay.
I think I've been told that there's been over, they get usually 1 million views on their Friends of the New River Valley, River Trail.
Right.
And we got, you know, it's coming through Pulaski, and we would like to work with those folks and getting people off the trail, bikers and hikers that come in and just experience downtown Pulaski and come and grab some ice cream, come and grab a milkshake, you know, a lemonade, take a break from biking or hiking and come and see the businesses downtown.
Sure. And from business to business, shop to shop, there are multiple stops.
Right, right. Yeah, you can stop and get a pretzel at Draper's Bakery. You can stop and get, you know, Mochi's has, you know, tremendous meals as well with their menu. And then they have the iced coffees. They have the, you know, different things
bubble
like that.
Bubble tea and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, and great desserts. So,
yeah,
coming down and grab something at the store and hit everybody else.
Right, right. Well, I mean, to hear the story, to again, go back a year and say, I never dreamed of this, it's an inspiring proof that somebody can change the trajectory of their life. I mean, that's a big, huge, bold thing to say, but you did it.
Yes. It was a huge thing. It was a big, when I decided to quit my job and throw all the eggs in a basket.
That's scary
and say,
stuff,
try.
Sam.
Yeah, let's try this lemonade thing.
Yeah.
And just been amazed. I mean, just by, you know, it's the support of the people
right.
in Pulaski County. We're in Pulaski County. We're in Montgomery County. But, you know, that has been so kind of, eye-opening for me. And just the support is just more, I couldn't be more grateful.
Right. Right. Yeah, terrific. Well, anything we haven't mentioned about Broussard's General Store that you wanted to talk about, or you, or anybody?
Yep. No, I would just, you know, I would encourage people to take the time to come down to downtown Pulaski and experience what it's like, and visit the businesses and the festivals. There's Music and Merchant Festival that's going to be happening May 18th, that there's bands playing, and the businesses will all be open late. So any type of, you know, event that Pulaski on Main is having, we would love for you to come down and see us.
Yeah, just check it out, because it really is becoming a destination. The last time my wife and I went into downtown Pulaski, the previous time there had been construction, and all of a sudden it's now completely open, inviting. And so again, if you haven't been there in a while, go.
Yes, we would love to see you.
Sam Broussard from Broussard's General Store. What a neat destination in downtown Pulaski. And I encourage you to go, because it looks like a wonderful place. Website, Sam?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have a tremendous website that we're very proud of, and it's broussardsgeneralstore.com.
Okay.
We also have a Google business page that you can look up. You can look at our reviews as well.
Right.
The store, if you can always order your food ahead of time, and we can have it ready. Our phone number is 540-235-6249.
All right. We invite you to Broussard's General Store on Main Street, downtown Pulaski. Sam, thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing your business with us.
Thank you. We love it.
Yeah, terrific. Broussard's General Store, thank you again. And thank you for listening. This is Business Spotlight on WRAD and the WRAD Talk Network. We appreciate you listening.